till I'm gone.
The Hawk is on the air, broadcasting 24/7 from the top of the Niagara Escarpment.
Hi, this is Dave Hall from Down Under, and you're listening to Blues Source International with Ken Wallace.
Dave Hall, one heck of a slide guitarist from Australia. We're going to open today's show with another great slide guitarist. This is Galia Volt. She's a singer and guitarist. Because of the lockdown, she decided to go it on her own. She now plays a drum kit and plays tambourine with her feet. Her release is called One Woman Band. We're going to hear Meet Me in My Dreams and Reap What You Sow. Let's enjoy Galia Volt.
Oh, sweet love, come too soon. Reach out to the moon. Came another star in the sky, standing way up high. My lovers that ain't gone, and I'm here all alone. I'm nothing without my one and only. Would you come and rescue me? Another moment together would be good. My lovers that ain't gone, and I'm here all alone. Please come and meet me in my dreams.
Thank you.
just gonna reap what he sowed. I say one day, baby, just gonna reap what he sowed. I'm heading down south, baby, gonna have to let you go. There's a chance we gotta take, and a decision we have to make. And if you don't wanna come with me, then he's the house key. One day, baby, just gonna reap what he sowed. I'm gonna dance up, baby, gonna have to let you go. Believe it's better for us. Maybe we can catch a bus. Maybe catch a train and leave. So let it be. One day, baby, just gonna reap what he sowed. I'm heading down south, baby, gonna have to let you go. Come with me. Regrets make no difference to me. But if you leave your rock and chair in your cussed smokestack, baby, I got your back and we can go anywhere. One day, baby, just gonna reap what he sowed. I'm heading down south, baby, gonna have to let you. Yeah, one day, baby, just gonna reap what he sowed. I'm heading down south, baby, gonna have to let you go. I'm heading down south, baby, gonna have to let you go. I'm heading down south, baby, gonna have to let you go.
Gilia Volt from One Woman Band. We've got that great bluesman from UK, Dave Thomas. This is his first album in 5 years, and he's going to have 3 albums coming out this year. Boy, that's prolific. We're going to hear Poor Boy and I Want the Blues. We sure do. This is Dave Thomas from his release, One More Mile.
Thank you. Work hard in the daytime, pay my union dues. Walk home in the evening, holes in both of my shoes. I wonder why I bother, I got nothing left to lose. When I get home from work at night, all I wanna hear is the blues. I mean the blues. Just want the blues. Don't want them clever changes, producers and arrangers. Just want the blues. Loved a woman all my life, she left and gone away. Got a better offer, man who earns real pay. Now she gets trips to here and trips to there, or lie in bed all day. I'm finally getting used to it, these blues are here to stay. I mean the blues. Just want the blues. Don't want them clever changes, producers and arrangers. I want the blues. They say, hey, I can fix what's wrong. Some are cool and some are hot, and some come on too strong. I tell them, save your trouble, don't want to string nobody on. My friends say I'm crazy, no, I don't belong. I just want the blues. I want the blues. Don't want them clever changes, producers and arrangers. Just want the blues. Don't want them clever changes, producers and arrangers. I just want the blues. Yes, I do.
Dave Thomas from One More Mile from Dublin, Ireland. We had a chat with this gal a few weeks ago, Grainne Duffy. She plays one mean guitar with her haunting voice. Her release is called Voodoo Blues. We're going to hear TikTok and Hard Rain. This is Grainne Duffy.
Every day, my life. this is Grainne Duffy rocking to you from Ireland, and you're listening to the Blues Source International with Ken Wallace. Let's roll out some voodoo blues. Yeah.
Duffy from Voodoo Blues. From Rochester, New York, this is the accomplished musician Deborah Magoni. She knows her way around the music industry, and she's going to tell us what her thoughts are on where the industry is going. This is from her release, Ultimate Realities. We're going to hear Queen Bee.
Oh, come on.
Was Deborah Magone from her release Alternate Realities, the song Queen Bee, and the Queen Bee herself is going to join us. Deborah Magone, it's so great to have you on the show and see you again.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. Great to see you too, Ken.
Deb, I've known you for a few years now, and you're a dynamite vocalist, guitarist, songwriter, performer. I'd really like to get your take on the current music industry situation.
We're now being called upon to step out of our comfort zone in so many different ways. Now, I, before COVID hit, had decided to pull back from gigging because I wasn't doing the creative work as much. I was focusing on gigging, and that took so much energy. It takes a lot of the fun out of wanting to write. Being at home, I'm able to create more, be more creative. You could reach out to so many more people online. I know that a lot of musicians, for them, going out and doing copies and covers, that was their bread and butter. However, a lot of musicians are doing the same thing now, but only online, and they're putting a donate button or a PayPal button and doing the live streams just the same, and you could reach so many more people. I'm connecting with more people globally. I did a benefit out of the UK over the holidays for cystic fibrosis with fellow Indie Grammy members that I couldn't have done live, I mean, in person. And we were Grammy members from all over the world, you know, who and somebody was in Italy and another person in England, people in California, me here in New York. It was amazing. It was wonderful. United Nations had me perform for one of their online Zoom peace gatherings with people from every country all over the world. There's a lot to be learned and so much to do and see from your own living room right now. And I know there are people out there that are like, oh, girl, there's nothing like performing live on stage. Yes, I totally agree with that. However, we can't right now. So make the best of what we got.
The sense I get from a lot of musicians is that this is a very creative time as they're doing a lot of writing.
Yes, I'm having a ball making videos with my students. I've never done the split screen video thing before and using different effects. And I've always dabbled in Final Cut before, and I've always had a hand in creating my own music videos. But now it's just me and Final Cut, and I have my students record a song on Zoom and do their part. I do my part, put them together, and I have one video we just did with, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 people, and then I add a little few funny elements into the video. It is a very creative time, and I'm actually, I'm glad because it's pushing me to be more creative.
As a musician, is it just fun and good times, or is it just downright hard work?
It's both. There's a lot of hard work that goes into it, but if you put in the work, it can be great fun and great service to people, because I know how people feel about music, live music, recorded, whatever. It's therapeutic. It brings people joy. It makes them cry. It, you know, memorializes events in their lives. So it's both, absolutely.
Well, the industry has become more and more digital. What kind of challenges does that present to the musician?
In my case, I think it's amazing how good you can sound nowadays. I have to say, and I don't mean, you know, disguising one's voice, but I mean recording your organic voice, instrument, whatever. It's amazing how it picks up everything, like HDTV, you know, picks up the whiskers on the hairs on somebody's face, you know. Same with digital recording. It's just fantastic, you know. And then I'm also a proponent of, you know, recordings that sound like you're sitting on the front porch, like a few of mine from my first CD. I had a few of those, but that was intentional because I didn't have fancy recording gear. So, but it gives that organic down home feeling, you know.
You've been an independent artist for years now, but you found a way to sell your music online. I find it fascinating. Tell us all about it.
Well, when I first got online with my music, it was the early 2000s when CD Baby came online. And they were very smart. They knew, you know, they knew what was coming. And they are a distributor for those people who don't know. They're a music distributor. So musicians would sign up with them and they take a small percentage for promoting your music across the spectrum. However, across the spectrum, meaning Spotify, iTunes Music, Apple Music, now there's so many, you know, outlets now. However, those streaming services will take a membership fee for people to sign up to listen to the music, yet they don't pass on that money to the musicians. They pay the artists 1/1000th of a penny, if there is such a thing. It gets ridiculous. But now recently, I've been studying social media marketing for the last 20 years because I knew everything was going online. And recently I hooked up with a guy called Rick Barker, who does social media marketing for musicians. He used to be Taylor Swift's manager. And, it's a good money for his course. But if you're serious about what you're doing, it all comes right back to you. And he introduces us all to Bandzoogle, which I was familiar with before. I actually started a site on it, but I never paid any attention to it. I just put it out there like everything else. Oh, I think I'll have a presence here, a presence there. Well, Bandzoogle, as far as I know, is one of the better sites for musicians to be on. It's a reasonable sign-up fee. You can pay monthly by the year, whatever. Free trial for 30 days. By the way, if you try it, mention my name because it helps us. And so they give you the online store and a decent website. You can put your music up, and your fans can go to your website, buy your music. Bandzoogle does not take a cut because they charge you a fee to have the site, and that's all they need. Otherwise, I'd have a regular website, which I'd be paying for. Now I pay that money to Bandzoogle, and they allow me to have my music up there. And yes, you can do that with your own site too, but there's so much more to it. They make everything easy. Where having your own site and doing everything yourself, being your website master, is not easy. But Bandzoogle makes it very user-friendly and convenient. So store music and pictures, whatever. One-stop shopping. And you have your PayPal button on there, and if somebody could buy something, it goes right to your PayPal. You make money while you're sleeping, you know, hopefully. For more well-known people, you know.
With a lot of the streaming services that are online, they take your music, they charge people to listen to it, and you get very little back. I've always wondered, is there any way that musicians could band together and just pull all their music and put these people out of business?
You know how many people have thought that thought? Millions. But guess what? It ain't going to happen. Because there's music is a very emotional thing also, and it takes a certain type of person to do music. And a lot of musicians don't care about the money. And that's cool. That's very cool. You know, to each his or her own. But after a while, when you see people making money off of your music, that's when you start to think, wait a minute. And then, you know, when you actually could use that extra money for groceries or whatever, you know, like during a pandemic. So there's a lot of, you know, different thoughts on that, but it would be great if that could happen.
Deb, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Ken. Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
And let's hear another tune by Deborah Magoni.
See the man who's walking down the street, his head held. Children fight, see babies as their mom.
walking down the street, his head held low. Said the man who's lying on the curb, he'll never know. See the children fight, see babies as their mama's way. See the women work so hard to keep their sons away. What love I got to have ya, yeah. What love I got to want ya, yeah. What love I got to need ya now. What love is all we need to make it work somehow. What love can change the world, we've got to see it now. What love I got to have ya, yeah. What love I got to want ya, yeah.
Great chatting with Deborah Magoni again. The release is Alternate Realities. And now let's swing over to Belgium. We've got a crackling hot band, the Blues Bones. We're going to hear The Witch Doctor and Sealed Souls, the Blues Bones from Live on Stage.
Secret to- Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you all.
Hi, this is Nico from the Blues Bones, and we're a band from Belgium. And you're latched on to the Blues Source International with Ken Wallace. Let's keep playing those European blues.
much, Negro.
The Blues Bones live on stage, and it's time for us to leave the stage. You've been listening to Blues Source International. I'm Ken Wallace. We'll leave you with some classic Paul Butterfield Blues Band. We'll catch you again next week.